Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, everybody. It's Crab Diving Friday. Slinging at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA here. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out on the Eastern Coast and it's live. If it ain't between those times, it's quite probable that you're listening to us as a podcast, maybe, that you've downloaded at crabdiving.com, at iTunes or Stitcher, or possibly it's a rerun here on the 24/7 stream, warm and loving, crabdiving.com/live. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, campers?
What's going on, campers?
Color war has been declared, campers! Name the movie. Name the fucking movie.
One more time?
Color war has been declared, campers! There's no racial undertones
Amistad.
To that.
Amistad.
Wrong.
Oh.
Starring a former teen heartthrob. From the late 80s.
I don't know.
He was part of Must See Thursday, NBC's lineup.
Kirk Cameron?
Wrong.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know.
Family Ties. I mean, no. It was Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox, but the movie was Poison Ivy.
Oh, I have no idea what that movie is.
Nancy McKeon was in it. Do you remember her? Joe from Family Ties? It was Michael J. Fox, Nancy McKeon, and some dude who is always the bad guy. Fuck everyone. Oh, by the way, are those crickets? Did you just play crickets?
Crickets? I'm playing crickets,
yes. Did you see the story I put on Facebook.com/crabdiving?
I didn't. If you want to go to Facebook, everybody, Facebook.com/crabdiving. Or you can go to crabdiving.com. And especially if you're using a phablet or, you know, possibly your tablet or your phone device.
What is a phablet?
It's one of those big, stupid fucking phones that are too big to be a phone, but ain't quite big enough to be a tablet. So they're calling them ridiculously. Yeah. I think they stand for fucking tablets, but it's so stupid.
Show me your phablet.
I think
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Is the iPhone 6 Gigantor, is that one considered a phablet?
Yo, fuck your phablet.
Because that's a big ass. That's a giant phone.
Is that too big, do you think? Is it unwieldy? Would you like that or would you not?
I mean, if it fits in my pocket. I like the one I've got. And I guess I have an ancient iPhone.
But that's not a phablet, what you have.
No, it's just a fucking phone.
You have a crablet.
Well, why do you need a... I don't know why you need that big, giant screen.
Because it's nicer, and it's shinier, and it does shit better than the other one.
Right. It helps me not talk to anybody and totally tune out from society.
Oh, yeah.
And give me neck cricks. Did you see that they're talking about that now? These
what?
Conditions where people are coming up with fucked up necks and spines because... We're hanging our heads all day like a Skeksis.
Oh, yeah. You're walking around staring at your screen all hunched over.
And, plus how many... You can go to YouTube, I think it is, and look at cell phone fails or something like that. And
people just walking
into walls
and stuff.
Down the street. And dogs.
It's like, you know, that's how I walked around in Chicago anyway. 9 months out of the year, my head down, all hunched over.
Well, that's from the cold.
God, it's the worst. God.
But the... Oh, I pressed the wrong button.
By the way, but speaking of crickets, California Cricket Farm cultivates culinary creepy crawlies.
Listen to that alliteration there.
I know. This is from the UPI. What does that stand for?
United Press International, I
think. Oh, fancy. Yeah, they're producing fucking crickets as a protein replacement.
That was on Shark Tank, right?
Absolutely.
Wasn't there? Was this the one?
I don't know.
But there was a company on Shark Tank that's making like cricket balls or something.
Let me tell you something. I am a descendant from this industry.
What are they saying? are they angry? Are they about to stampede?
One of them crickets is gay, I can tell.
Yeah.
The homo
cricket.
The
one with the lisp.
Yeah, the lisp. No, they made fish bait out of them, and you know, but they never ate them. They're taking these, you know how they kill these critters? They drop their body temperature so they can't feel it when they die, and they mush them into a powder, and they inject the cricket protein into pasta, into pizza dough, into protein shakes.
Yum.
It's a sustainable food source. You know how many gallons of water it takes to bring a pound of beef to market?
A lot.
1,700.
That's one of the problems here in California, is that all the cows, and I love cows. I love me some cows. Yeah. But damn, it's a lot of water. And also those, in fact, on our Facebook.
Cha-ching.
There's some lawsuits have been filed this week.
No.
By some tree huggers, some plant fillators, who are two environmental groups filed a lawsuit demanding that the state stop allowing oil industry wastewater to be injected into protected clean aquifers. Why do we have to ask for this?
God, I don't understand this. And it's not apolitical, is it?
What part of protected clean aquifers is difficult? So, why is this gray area? Why are we asking our government to say, please have them stop shitting in our water, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Chemically.
This is crazy.
The water we don't have.
Right. You shouldn't have to tell people to not do this.
There was an investigation.
Fuck them.
That showed that the California Department of Conservation has been allowing the evil scum sucking oil companies to inject waste into the clean water sources for years.
I'm against this. I am wholly against this. Are you?
And yeah, I think I'm thumbs down.
Congratulations.
The department named in the lawsuit only issued an emergency rulemaking action that allows the wastewater injections to continue until 2017. So it's still happening.
That's crazy.
Earth Justice, on behalf of the Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity. We hate diversity.
We hate having clean water of which to drink.
They are asking that the action be invalidated and that the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources be forced to immediately stop continued wastewater injection. Stop, 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 stop. Stop chemically pissing in our cornflakes.
Absolutely. It's fucking stupid.
The wastewater from oil and gas drilling can contain heavy metals, radioactive material, and chemicals like arsenic and benzene. Did you see also that they're starting to feed it to the cows?
What?
And spray it on crops because of the drought here? Wastewater.
I have a feeling we're going to have a lot more headlines about water.
Oh, yeah, this is just the start.
I mean, the cricket story's about water. It takes 1 gallon of water to bring a pound of cricket protein to market, as opposed to the 1,700 it takes for beef.
Yeah, this is where I start thinking about vegan it up, because right. Or vegetarian it up, at least, because...
Don't you like steak?
Yeah, kind of. And bacon. Bacon.
Vegan bacon made from cricket legs is the same
fucking
thing.
Well, no, I'm talking crickets, too. I mean... Even we can get plant protein.
No, the crickets, it's sustainable. It's so
but
cheap.
But it's crickets.
You think they have a soul or
it's
something?
Gross. No, I don't think anything has a soul.
Okay. Then why don't you eat people? What's the difference? Do you think people have souls? No.
No.
Do you think cows have souls?
No.
But you eat cows.
Right.
So why will you not eat people?
Because I am a hypocrite that has apparently a line that I'll draw on right. cognizance and what I'll eat.
Yeah, me too. I feel the same way. I mean, bacon. Pigs are fucking smart, yet we eat them.
I know.
What's wrong with us?
I struggle with that one every time I'm eating a delicious piece of bacon.
Real struggle. I do. I hate it. Oh, I hate it. You see those videos of Esther the Wonder Pig?
Oh, God.
God damn it.
On the Facebook, we're talking about that's the pig that two guys in Canada adopted
yes.
as a mini pig.
Right.
They're going to have one of those little pigs run around their house. And when they took it to the vet, they found the vet was like, not so much mini. Turns out Esther is a full-scale production hog. And she's currently around 700 pounds.
Holy shit.
But they made a whole life out of it. They crowdfunded a farm.
Yes.
And now they've opened an animal sanctuary. And they've got a bunch of pigs now that are rescued from various situations. And they got a donkey and they got a horse. The donkey and the horse were friends and were going to be separated.
Oh.
So they adopted them.
Oh, my God. These guys are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So these guys have... found a new life.
Yes.
Helping the animals. Although, like you said, I might have crowdfunded a little bit more to ship Esther down to warm climate.
I'd be at the equator.
They're fucking in the middle of Canada. Yeah.
There's no, I mean, I hear people say, I don't know, where in Canada is awesome to live? It's supposed to be great.
Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver. Yeah. I don't know. I'd really have to be sold on Vancouver. I mean, it gets like,
Quebec. If you like the French,
it's just too cold, man.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cold up there. I lived in Wisconsin, and it was fucking ball-chillingly cold.
Yeah.
Horrible. It's just that we've talked about this before, that cold where you look outside and it just looks cold. Like it's below zero because there's nothing in the air. There's no moisture in the air, so it's like crystal clear.
Yeah.
And
your back instantly seizes up.
Right.
That's what happens to me, man.
And they tell you, cover every square inch of skin because you're going to get frostbite within 8 seconds.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
I was in college. I remember walking to classes on a few of those days. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why didn't I go to the University of Bahamas?
You can store sperm on the sidewalk in Chicago in winter.
It's
fine there. Did you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, give it up to Esther the Wonder Pig and all her caretakers.
The tinkling of the frozen sperm drops hitting the pavement. Ding, 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 ding.
Also, give it up to Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
All that money. I read more about that yesterday.
Yeah,
it's so fucking great.
Yesterday's crab diving, we talked about that a little bit near the end of the show. Crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher. Download us as a podcast. If you download us as a podcast, from either the Stitcher or from the iTunes.
Yes.
Hey, a really good review would be really, really cool. And if you're on the treadmill right now, or you're rolling around in a vat of Jello,
please.
I don't know what you guys do while you're listening to us.
Take your thumbs and put them up.
It's easier to remember if you just go to Crab. If you're sitting in front of your computer some morning doing nothing and you think about us, use one hand. To go to crabdiving.com/iTunes, and that'll take you to our link, and then you can give us a 5-star review, and that shit helps. It helps float us to the top of the toilet that is the podcast world on iTunes, and let more people see us, help spread the crabs.
Yes, we want everyone to see us. We're disgusting voyeurs.
That would be really cool.
Of the liberal persuasion.
Look.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exhibition.
There you go.
Fucking pervs.
We can see what's going on in the world. So,
no.
Thumbs up, I guess, for that lawsuit that we've got here in California.
Right. What, against all gay people?
That, no, the one I just... The,
oh, I'm sorry.
The fracking one.
I'm so sorry.
The stop shitting in our water bill.
Yeah.
Stop fracking our water. Stop fracking. Stop fracking. Jerry Brown, What the fuck is going on with that dude?
I don't know, man.
That
he must be most,
yeah
on drugs. Is he high?
Or his portfolio includes a lot of carbon. So I don't know. Yeah, he's
we need
the real progressives here, like a lot of the shit that he's done. But man, this fracking thing, I don't know what he's thinking.
Sustainability is the way of the future.
Hawaii, another story on crabdiving.com.
Right.
On our Facebook. You can join in the conversation. By the way, join the conversation for reals.
Yes.
You could tweet us during the show. Our screen name is Crab Diving, one word. And you can also give us a phone call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
If you want to spell it or tell Siri. I wonder, does Siri spell it out if you say, Siri, dial 323-601-LIBS. Will that work?
No, I don't want to talk to those assholes. I don't know.
I work for Apple. I'm only allowed to talk to Republicans.
Yeah.
They're big liberals over there, though, aren't they?
No, totally.
Kind of at Apple?
Oh, yeah. They totally are. Except with, you know, slave child labor. You know, that.
Details. Hawaii.
Yes.
Is also on our Facebook. Hawaii, the state legislature there sent a bill over to the gov's desk this week that will move their portfolio up, their renewable portfolio standard up to 100% by 2045, which means that all of the electricity that the electric companies have to provide,
yes,
must come from renewable sources like solar and wind.
God, we should all want that. We should strive for that. That's awesome.
Nationwide, it says, according to thinkprogress.org, that electricity generation makes up a third of all carbon emissions.
Well.
Those guys make up a significant amount of carbon emissions too.
Yeah, poor fucking cows.
We should let
marginalized
cows be. Keep them around for milk. We like the milk. And you know, be nicer to them when you're taking the milk too.
Then you could just have your own cow for milk. I mean, you really could. One cow,
right? We've got a friend of the show, Bill, who has chickens in the city of Chicago.
Does he milk them?
Right, he does. It's hard to find their little nipples between the feathers.
And the chickens don't have nipples.
But he's got chickens. He gets half a dozen eggs every chickens don't have nipples. Every day he gets a bunch of eggs.
Wow.
Right there.
Good for him. Show off. Of look at my eggs.
The trade-off is
he lives in fucking Chicago.
No, the trade-off is you have chickens that you have to take care of.
Oh, yeah. Does he keep them inside during the winter when it's cold?
Well, sure, they all curl up by the fire together.
Is that true?
No.
Well, don't they get cold outside?
Well, there's a they've got a house.
Oh, okay. God, it makes
or,
me,
I don't know, maybe they have just some chicken dinners starting in November.
Maybe you just buy eggs. That's a tremendous pain in the ass. I mean, you know.
Right. Maybe you go down to Ralph's.
You know what I hate about the eggs we buy? They come in those styrofoam containers.
Yeah, I don't
think
those
are. What the fuck is that? There's so many styrofoam takeout containers.
Aren't they that real styrofoam, though? I thought it's that biodegradable foam that just breaks down to slightly smaller pieces.
I've never heard of that. I don't know.
I thought some of that stuff was made of more biodegradable material.
Oh, really? I have no clue.
Some of them are that cardboard still.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Anyway, get some chickens. Let's just go back to an agrarian society. Fuck it.
What, we all grow our own food?
Right.
I don't want to do that.
You don't?
Oh, God. No, not really. I mean, I want to do something else in the society that helps. I don't want to grow food. Maybe I can be in the militia.
You need to be like Star Trek.
Right.
Where everybody kind of does what they enjoy.
I'm a red shirt. I want to be in the militia.
I think the red shirts enjoyed their ultimate fate.
Right.
I guess we can see what's on the headlines. What's going on in the news today on this Friday?
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, May the 8th.
This is CNN.
It's not CNN. 2015. From the headlines, ladies and gentlemen, frequent listeners know that we like to be fair and balanced here. We see what the headlines are. We like to check out, see what's on the Commie, Pinko, Liberal, Huffington Post first. Congratulations on their 10-year anniversary.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, they've done a little tweaking, like a like an actress in Hollywood, and changed things up a little. They said they were doing a website redesign on their 10th anniversary. It doesn't look all that... Well, actually, it does.
Is it better than it used to be?
It looks like... It's more Pinteresty, more squares and shit, but an infinite scrolling kind of bullshit, like like the Daily Mail in Los Angeles.
Or
in,
but do you think there are a couple of hipsters sitting around the old design table at HuffPo?
Oh, I think there were dozens of hipsters sitting around the design table.
I want more squares on my fucking website. We have too many non-square shapes.
They paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm sure, to pay consultants to figure out...
How do we make it better?
They do those eye studies.
What is that?
Heat maps.
Yeah.
Where people's eyes are naturally drawn on a page and shit. And you can see, like, I've seen that, like, where optimally where to... put your ads and stuff on a page.
People's tits.
Well, that's right across from them, right next to them. The headline on the Huffington Post says, United crossed out divided kingdom.
No.
As you know, you may have found out, you may have woken up to horror that inexplicably the conservatives really cock-slapped the liberals over in our... the country that spawned us.
Hello.
And that we told to fuck off.
Fuck you.
The late 1700s.
Yanks.
The David Cameron, prime minister there, having achieved a smashing, it says, an unexpected outright victory.
Smashing!
Is going into the second term. They're having the same problems we are here. It says that he's facing severe, even existential challenges to the nation's identity.
Fuck you!
And place in the world. And also yesterday in Scotland, a lot of the...
No one knows what they're saying.
A lot of the members, they understand this. Fuck you, England! A lot of the Scottish National Party that wants to tell England to fuck off... were big winners.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a possibility they're going to eventually vote to break from the United Kingdom.
Freedom!
So the United Kingdom might not be the United Kingdom anymore. Especially, and then Ireland might just be like, well, why not us too?
Yeah, we're so drunk.
What's left?
I don't know.
In the United Kingdom these days.
England. A bunch of dourness.
He now is trying to, put together his coalition because, you know, they get to have more than two parties, unlike us.
Yeah.
We get two, but the top two parties make it impossible.
Yes.
For any third party
But they're not, it's not like they're civil to each other. When they debate, they throw paper. And pencils at one another.
No. Oh, that's frowned upon.
It's parliament. I mean, they're a bunch of, it's not like, they seem civil because they don't sound like this.
Right. How dare you?
They're just as crazy
as Southern gentlemen can be quiet.
I mean, if you put that British dialect on Lindsey Graham, he seems less nuts. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's a cultural bias we have as Americans.
In vanquishing the opposition Labour Party and winning their majority in Parliament, Cameron gained the right to govern. Oh, he doesn't need a coalition party partner.
You are banished.
But the majority is so narrow that he has to, they're saying, tread lightly.
No.
Even with within his own party, because, you know, it's even within your own party, you're herding cats with everybody.
Right. You have to be
nuts.
Sensitive.
So, yeah, in England, I don't know. Again, now all the liberals in England are screaming because nobody went out. Again, the polls were wrong. It was a dead heat in the polls. And then the fucking liberals just stayed home and jerked off and smoked weed and
was watching Daredevil
and shit. So that's what's going on there. Right. The bad news.
Hello.
For the liberals. But then again, you know, the conservative party there is like our
it's
conservative Democrats here. I mean,
are you saying you're not going to find people like Louis Gohmert?
Oh, you will, just not in the leading parties. They'll be in a smaller fringe party because they're allowed to say fuck you and go off. Like now we'd have a Tea Party. We would have had a Tea Party years ago. We wouldn't have had Louis Gohmert. We wouldn't have had all these idiots because they would have been screaming in the corner with their own little party. And, you know, John Boehner might not have been held by the short and curlies.
No, yeah, they would have been, you know, relegated or marginalized.
Right, right, right. It's easier to work together, you know, if you don't have a crazy relative in the corner screaming screaming the N-word at Thanksgiving.
That's what it's like. You know, you get some friends in your circle, like, you just don't want to take places because you're like, I don't know how they're going to behave, and I'm associated with them. It's like the Tea Party.
Right.
I mean, if you're Barack Obama and you're meeting some dignitary, like, who do you invite from the other side that's not, like, a fucking lunatic?
Well, I mean, you know, Boehner cleans up and McConnell cleans up. And,
Boehner can be trusted.
The leader, well, no, I didn't say that. Well, he cleans up. To behave in public, they can be trusted.
I mean, he's going to have that shit little cunty look on his face, and he's going to be wasted, but sure.
You're saying he's not going to take Michelle Bachmann to go sit down with Putin?
I don't think.
That's who you do take.
Right. For Putin? Take Kate Upton.
And then over in the Drudge Report, Viagra sales down today for the conservatives because they're thrilled. Obviously, it proves that the conservatives need to rule the world because they won in England.
Yeah, who cares?
Obviously, they're right.
And it's not the same kind of conservatives that won over there.
The Cam Slam. Yeah, David Cameron, who... Even though he tried to proclaim them a Christian country at that one moment before he got beat down, he also is the one who spearheaded gay marriage.
Wow. They're
saying we're the conservative party should be the party of equal rights.
Good God.
Why aren't we leading the charge?
I feel like that's not the case over here.
Yeah, I have that feeling too. If you've ever listened to our show,
oh my God,
you know, just about every day we play some nut job who's screaming about the gay.
We can't even compare our politics to England. I mean, we really can. I mean, it's like
a little bit, but yeah, it's God. I mean, fierce division.
It's a different planet over here,
which,
man.
I think most people think, I mean, it's not a secret. Fierce division caused by this income inequality, which the evil capitalist fuckwads have rigged the systems everywhere.
They've ruined it. They've ruined it. Now I can no longer enjoy playing Monopoly because it's depressing.
You know what I was thinking about similarly, although to kind of change the subject a little?
Oh, no problem.
Cops.
Yeah.
The show Cops.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could watch that now.
Fuck no.
Like, fuck no. I used to love me some Cops. I used to love watching that shit. And now, when I watch it, I was thinking, because I just saw the other day, I saw a bit of it. And I was like, I don't think I can watch this now. It's too weird now, knowing some of the shenanigans that's going on.
All the episodes of Cops, right? Tons and tons. You've had to have watched someone have their constitutional rights violated at some point on some segment.
Yeah, you see, you know... You used to watch it, and you'd see the cop throwing some guy down on the ground. You're like, woohoo, get him!
I mean, there's no way in hell...
Because you assume he deserved it.
Right, but now you can't enjoy that. How do you get joy or any level of entertainment watching someone get abused by the fucking cops?
Thank you, Police of America, for ruining cops for me.
It would be interesting.
Assholes.
Is that show running?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's like its 90th season.
Do you think people watch it more or less than they used to? I mean, do you think, like, what went on this past year?
Well, God, I'm hoping less. I mean,
the people are kind of fascinated with that now. I mean,
I don't know. I'm hoping people have the same reaction I did, that I can't. It's not good anymore. It's not cool to watch because, you know, I want to know what happened, what got edited out. Now.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And plus, you know, the cops that get the crew to ride along with them, they're not going to put officer steroid balls out there who has a complaint list a mile long of bouncing people's heads off of the pavement and shit. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to put officer friendly with them.
You know, the funniest thing I ever saw on cops was one time this guy, the cop had pulled someone over, and then they went back to their car or something to write the ticket. And the cameraman followed the cop into his car. And then he got in his car, but through the back windshield of the cop car, you could see, you know, on the computer they have in the console.
Yeah.
On the screen, they had solitaire.
Oh, I was hoping for porn.
Oh, no. I thought that was funny, though. Like, solitaire? Like, what the fuck? I mean,
hey, I don't have a problem with them. There's nothing to do sitting there playing solitaire.
Oh, fuck, dude. After what's went on the last year?
Yeah, I'd rather have him playing solitaire than
little Minesweeper
playing some live Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. It's shooting people.
Or Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, how do you think...
I said duty.
How do you think a show like The Shield would be, received now? I mean, that's totally, like, you're...
Prophetic.
Your anti-hero is a bad cop. A murderous cop.
Yeah.
I mean, would the show work? It's a great show, but would you be able to feel empathy for them? Because I felt empathy for Vic Mackey, because I think they did a good job of sort of, you know, explaining his context and what was going on, sort of like Tony Soprano or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you knew what he was inherently wrong and like a bad, flawed person.
Well, maybe we're...
But maybe we can't stomach that now.
Maybe we're, like, in a shift, like... You know, it took the kind of 1-2 punch of Korea and Vietnam to kind of de-heroify the army. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially now it's kind of back. Except in Texas, where you're obviously the long cock of Obama coming to take over and take our freedom.
Red Dawn down there. Tyranny.
Still going on.
Is it really?
Still going on.
What do they think, that at some point they're going to get a call from like the Grand Poobah and people are going to have their home seized?
I've got, let me see if I can find this fucking clip here. Remember we talked about the army guy that went down there to talk to the lunatics?
The actual dude from the military.
The army colonel who somehow got thrown to the wolves. He must have done something bad and was sent to deal with these ninnies. This is at Bastrop, Texas.
Fuck you.
The army lieutenant colonel.
Bastrop. God, that sounds like... just a shithole.
Was amazingly kept his cool throughout this whole thing.
Yeah.
To try to explain to them that Jade Helm 15 is a training exercise.
Right.
To make sure that America's armed forces are ready for any situation.
And you would think, like, why do conservatives have a problem with this? Or people in Texas? This seems like something you would like. It's like... We're preparing for an invasion or something?
It's Obama derangement syndrome. They hate the Muslim.
Why do you always make it about race,
and
boy?
I didn't say it. They hate him so much that even the army, who usually they would whip out body parts to rub on as they're walking through the streets because they love them some punishment and army and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Even the army is now tainted.
Yes.
And the enemy.
Right.
Because it's Obama that's sending him because he is the commander in chief. So we don't trust him.
Right.
If that was GW.
Look it. Oh, yeah. In Texas?
Oh, God, yeah.
Please shoot me.
There'd be
shoot
a,
me.
A hail of breast milk and jism flying at all these guys as people are walking by.
What
and,
a horrible storm to be caught in. I don't know whether or not to cover my eyes or open my mouth.
Depends on your perspective,
Oh, God. It's horrible. That's in Revelations. That's one of the great plagues.
It is.
Plagues.
Two of the great plagues, yeah.
Yes.
The titty milk jism. Here is a little bit of the audio from this poor... This guy, I hope he gets a medal.
Fuck you.
This colonel for dealing with this. And I really want to take... somebody needs to write a song to counter that fucking proud to be an American bullshit. Because this is the kind of shit that just makes you so fucking embarrassed to be an American that there are people like this out there.
I will tell you this. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there is a 100% chance that I have done a show choir routine to because I'm proud to be an American. It's just no fucking way. Jazz hands.
Yeah. Ugh.
The grapevine.
Here we go. Here's a little bit of... Bastrop, Texas, meeting with the poor army dude trying to tell them that
poor army dude
Obama is not coming to take over.
In light of the people's overwhelming opposition to this martial law program, would the commissioner's court consider reversing their invitation to these guys? And would the court be offended if I told the colonel that I didn't believe a single word that he just said?
You hear that? Would the court be offended if I tell the colonel that I don't believe a single word that he just said?
It's
this guy just spent.
I don't know what to say.
A half hour drawing diagrams and saying, "Look, this is what's happening. It's an exercise. We need to practice somewhere. We're practicing here in the United States, and some areas need to be pretend designated as the bad areas." So that we practice on areas that we're going at, we're not really we're not really going to take over Texas and Southern California.
It doesn't matter. This guy who's talking has just he woke up in the morning and said, "I'm not. This is what I'm saying. No matter what. No matter what evidence.
Damn
no matter
your
what
facts.
Fucking facts.
Damn your science. Damn your facts. I don't believe you.
I think." Obama just has to take over this part of Texas. I don't know what else to do.
So you're saying that it should come true?
Yes. Why not? Because if he doesn't do it, it doesn't matter. The army will be gone. Nothing will have happened. And this narrative that he tried to take over Bastrop will live on.
But like...
It's going to be true anyway, so do it.
Like Jon Stewart is out. The video's viral on from Comedy Central, The Daily Show. And everybody has said, we're trying to whisper over the border into Texas and let them know that the United States already controls Texas.
Yeah.
We already kind of have it.
This is an exercise. Yeah.
Despite what they think.
Right. Do you want us to shoot you all to make a point or something? I mean, I don't know. What did they want? I mean, they've said they're not taking it over. They haven't. No. How many shots have been fired in the battle for Bastrop?
None. Nobody wants it. We don't want it.
Then what else are you supposed to do?
Overwhelmingly on social media, everyone's saying that.
Fuck you, Bastrop.
Please, we'd love to give it back to Mexico.
We hate that we have it. It's gross.
And
it's gross.
Yeah, and the... There's been a couple of a lot of the Democrats are having fun with this in their states. Like another guy I saw from I think it was West Virginia Democrat. I don't know how he got in, but a Democrat in West Virginia was saying, you know, wow, we'd love to have these army bases up in West Virginia if Texas doesn't want them.
Right. I mean, the money they bring into a community is exactly. Fucking insane.
Right.
But if you're going to have that, then you have to contend with martial law and, you know, fucking soldiers marching around. And you could be shot at any second.
Well, you heard this idiot. It's hard to hear, you know, because the audio ain't great. But this ninny who just said, I don't believe a word you just said, Colonel.
Then fuck you.
He opens up with, he calls it a militia exercise. Or you know, I mean, it's just, he's out of his mind. Here's a little bit more.
Would the court be offended if I told the Colonel that I didn't believe a single word that he just said?
Listen to the applause.
Okay, open up. Open up the, just bombs away then. Let's take
listen
it over.
Listen to the applause.
Hey, take it. Take every house in Bastrop.
For what? Do what with it?
I don't know, dude, but you might as well. I'm just saying this.
Let them have it.
But.
Let them have it. We don't want Bastrop.
It's just so stupid. It's just dumb.
It's excruciating. And none of this would matter if it weren't for, like, fucking Fox News. Like, goddamn Alex Cunting Jones.
Fuck ye.
Who, he's the one.
Right.
He's trying to backtrack a little bit. Did you hear that clip of him where, you know, because a lot of shit's raining down on him for pouring kerosene on this. And he said, they're trying to say that I said that Obama's taking over this, this summer. I didn't say he was coming to take over this summer. They could.
They surely could. Well, actually,
but it's going to be gradual. He said it's going to be gradual. It's not happening this summer. It's going to be gradual. They're gonna Bill Cosby you and just slip the tip in your starfish. And slowly.
Are you saying there's a pro-American sleeper cell being formed in Bastrop?
There's United States government sleeper cells.
Is that Obama's strategy?
Especially that lesbian in Houston. Goddamn Austin.
No, it's the gay army. It's the big gay army overtaking.
It's big gay. Like Brian Fisher said, right? Big gay. Yeah. Like big oil.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Listen, I think if I was in charge, there would be some stories because I would have a big... I would have a big gay army. No. To prove a point, I would be Mike...
Armed with what?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You're anti-gun. So what does the big gay army have?
They have the guns because, you know, they're allowed to use
You trust
them.
The gays with the guns.
They're in the army. They're in the army. You
I
know,
see.
You know how Russia has... What's the secret service in Russia?
The
What was Vlad?
It was the KGB.
The KGB. Well, I have a little... It's like my X-Men or something, you know? It's my little... It's my little army that nobody needs to worry about. But if you're a shithead, they're going to visit you. It's the big gay army.
Oh, great.
They're secret. I give them drones. They have a black van. They have a bunch of black vans. They have all the guns.
They have black... You're going to have black vans in the Pfeiffer administration?
Yeah. How dare you? Look how quick he went to Hitler.
Godwin's law, right? So, yeah,
Jesus
right for
Christ.
Hitler.
No.
That's the only clip I have. I don't have a Stalin clip. I don't have a Pol Pot clip. They weren't real prolific on the radio. Well, Stalin might be, but...
Yeah, Hitler works best, though.
Hitler sounds...
scary.
German being yelled sounds funnier.
But it would be great if... I wish this was the big gay army invading Texas. That is almost a movie that needs to be shot. It's like a parody. The big gay army invades Texas.
Led by RuPaul.
Right, to fight...
You can't take my freedom.
No, I don't... I honestly think if you... If you're going to have RuPaul, sure, but he's not your leader. I think the only reasonable choice is going to be Doogie Howser. I can't think of his name right now.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I almost said Anthony Michael Hall.
Is the general.
It's completely different. It's completely different.
Hey, Anthony Michael Hall, you're welcome in the big gay army. The more celebrity power, the better.
Right.
I give, you know. They'll be in charge. I think it'll be a great parody, a hilarious movie. The Big Gay Army Takes Over Texas.
Here's a little bit more of this clip. You should see the look that the colonel. The colonel's just staring blankly, and then when this crowd applauds, he turns his head. Little smile, trying not to laugh.
Thank you for your question. I'll just ask this the way it's written. When we have a federal government that cannot tell the truth, how do we know that what you're saying is true?
When we have a federal government that cannot tell the truth, how do we know what you're saying is true?
You know, give us examples. I mean, I guess the government lies to us, you know.
Well, sure. Yeah, they're assholes. They're assholes. The governments are assholes.
If I'm this guy, this colonel, we just saw his face. I mean, he kind of laughed a little bit when he turns his head. But part of me would not, I would be nervous. That is a mob of ignorant people.
What?
Yes.
As fuck.
What?
They just scan the crowd and it's, yeah, it's like.
Oh, really?
It's like you fell face down into a polar bear.
But I mean, is
and
that,
right now.
Isn't he nervous?
There's a ninny who apparently she showed up for the meeting right after taking a shower because her hair's still wet. Maybe it's raining there. And
it's a humidity.
She's got her cell phone going and she's taping this. And she's got a look on her face like, uh-huh, well, answer the man's question. And she's wearing a T-shirt that is...
Come on.
Do you remember how they posterfied that Obama that said hope at the bottom?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that red, black, and blue shit or whatever? It's George Bush waving, and it says, God. Miss me now.
Oh, God.
She's wearing a shirt, George Bush, miss me now.
I can't even imagine how
it's
anybody
like a cartoon.
Could miss George Bush.
It's like a cartoon. It really is. If we wrote a fucking sketch and turned it in that said, some lunatics in Texas are going to think that the army is coming to get them, and we write a scene where the poor... army colonel is trying to explain to the assholes, and we put a character that's wearing George Bush miss me now shirt, we get a note that's like, it's too over the top.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, it's crazy. You're nuts. somebody's holding a sign that says dissent is not a conspiracy theory.
I ask everybody not to mix apples and pumpkins. Okay, let's do it that way. This institution right here has been around for over 240 years.
Wait.
Who's
him? The colonel?
Yes.
Did he just say don't mix apples and pumpkins?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, God, dude.
What are you going to do?
He's got an angry mob. He needs. I don't know.
And he's
how do you talk to these
he's
people?
He's pointing to his U.S. Army insignia when he says this institution.
I'm in the fucking army. Normally, you guys would love this shit. How do I talk to you? Right. What's wrong with you?
Right. Usually, they would all be fighting for tongue space on his sack.
Absolutely.
But now,
I think he's disoriented. I think he's knocked for a loop. He's right. Apples and pumpkins. What in the fuck does that mean?
He's trying to be funny.
Well, no. I wouldn't be funny to these people. They want to kill him or something. It's an angry mob.
Fortunately, they sent a white representative of the armed forces.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine if it was Colonel something other than white Colonel?
Yeah, they were like, hey, fuck this. If you think I'm talking to those, do you think anybody wanted this duty?
No, this
you
guy
could talk to him.
This guy's got the barrel duty.
He drew short of a barrel. What do you mean?
It's his night in the barrel. Did you ever hear that joke?
No.
That's a classic joke.
Well,
about,
I'm sorry. I've never heard it.
There's many variations, but somebody shows up at a camp and there's a barrel in the camp. And they're like, you don't have to do anything. It's great.
That sounds pervy.
Except 6 days a week, you don't do anything. So 1 day a week, you work. Meanwhile, there's people walking up to the barrel and sticking their dicks in. And essentially, the joke is, What happens on Sunday? That's your day in the barrel. The punchline is that's your day in the barrel.
That's funny.
Something like that. There's a million different variations of that one. Here's a little bit more of this poor colonel.
In the barrel.
Pumpkins. Okay, let's do it that way. This institution right here has been around for over 240 years. I've transitioned in this uniform, various shades of it, under five presidents, all of it peacefully. You may have issues with the federal government. You may have issues with the administration.
So, the visual, this is going on... This is going on the blog post. This is going on Facebook.
Dude, I hate everyone in that audience. They are just so stupid.
They're raising their hands.
I got
first
a question.
Of all. Yeah. Like they gotta go to the bathroom in fourth grade.
Why? If they're God damn it.
There's a guy right dead center in front who's wearing the Texas flag as a shirt.
Oh my God.
they couldn't be dumber and whiter.
If this is the case, if they're like, I have a question.
And I'm the whitest guy on the planet, by the
way. Right. No, that guy is. He's wearing a Texas flag shirt. Fuck him. These guys, if they are, they're all asking questions about the imminent invasion of Texas. Right. Then why isn't this colonel just like whipping out the machine gun and mowing them all down?
Well, right. Why aren't the doors slamming shut? If this is a real tyranny and these are the freedom fighters that are apparently going to start the revolution when Obama's black vans pull up and start red dawning them or black dawning them.
There's no way that you're not going to convince these idiots otherwise.
Right.
That's why I'm saying go ahead and you might as well fucking do it.
He's kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God, I am totally kidding. But, God, it's just out of spite, out of pure fucking spite. That's why I'm not in charge of anything. I get upset. But these guys are so fucking stupid.
This is excruciating stupidity. And they all
vote.
And there's some of them, they're waving their hands. This poor colonel is saying, look, we know you got your beefs with the federal government, but this is the United States Army. Oh, my God, there's a black guy. Wait. Oh, my God. He looks like he's being held hostage, though. Over on the end.
Okay. Obama, if you're listening, somewhere in Texas, in Bay Strip, there you have to send in the National Guard.
We've identified a hostage.
We got an airlift situation. You got to get this black guy out of Texas.
He looks miserable.
Good God.
Okay.
You may have issues with the federal government. You may have issues with the administration. So be it. Okay, but this institution right here has been with you for over 240 years, period.
I like that.
So I guess one of them's down with it.
Oh, those are applause for the colonel.
There's apparently four or five.
For the tyrant.
There's four or five.
The man sent from Washington.
Traitors.
To take your property and your women. Right. We've come for the white women, which would be all of the women.
See, I think he's pissed. In fact, I know he's pissed because he's Lestoria is his last name. Colonel Lestoria is saying, look, motherfuckers.
Yeah, assholes.
This U.S. Army insignia, nobody has questioned our loyalty in 240 goddamn years, you assholes. You best not be doing it now, regardless of what the federal government has done.
But they're fucking stupid. These guys are stupid as fuck.
Right? They're all foxed up. They're all info warred up. They're all WND'd up because they think that the government be coming for them.
I mean, if they really believe this, then why are they even here? Why are they in this country? Why aren't they all like caravanning to Mexico?
He's lucky he didn't get grabbed.
I know it.
We got your colonel.
I mean, I would be like, listen, and I'm not fucking around, guys. I am nervous about going there. Those people are crazy. We are taking this seriously. We need to have an extraction plan. Honestly, I want a plan. I don't want any fucking around.
And don't forget that black guy.
We are not leaving anybody behind in Bay Strip or Bastrop.
40 years, period.
I have a feeling there's a rebuttal coming up.
But
sorry, it's out of my mind.
Please vote with me. There's an unabridged dictionary.
Amen. And my question is...
He's holding... He's a thousand-year-old, angry, old white fuck. And he's holding an unabridged Webster's Dictionary, which, you know, they weigh 40 pounds.
And that did that chick say amen when she says the dictionary?
There might have been an amen.
The fucking dictionary is holy?
Well, that's better than...
Good God, dude.
At least, you know, that's real.
That's better than the Bible.
Well, I cleared the book with me, this unabridged dictionary. Amen. And my question is, I want you to address receiving this and cutting it out and not bring it back by any other name that your strategist may find in this dictionary that has anything to say that it is a preparation for martial law.
Listen, you stupid fuck. I don't know what to tell you. We are not invading your goddamn city.
And we all kind of we would have ceded the definition of martial law to you, yes, without dragging in Webster's unabridged 1,000-pound dictionary,
amen,
to wave around.
Amen. Do you say amen to the Roget's thesaurus as well, or is it into the fucking dictionary?
Thesaurus ain't getting a lot of respect. Plus, it's Roget. They ain't waving nothing French around.
Ain't queer.
Yeah. I ain't waving that French book around.
This guy. Hold on a second. This fucking guy with the goddamn dictionary is rebutting what the colonel just said. Is that the order?
This is the same guy who said, I don't believe anything you just said.
Who is this guy?
He's dubbed him
to speak.
He's a thousand-year-old fossil who lives in Bastrop.
Is he the leader of the La Resistance of Bastrop?
They were probably passing around the mic, and they were like, well, obviously, he's an expert. He's got a dictionary.
Do you think,
let him speak.
Do you think these simpletons are having meetings?
He's like,
are they gathering secretly?
Did you ever see Brigadoon?
Yeah.
He's like the old Scottish guy that carries the book around that reads the history of Brigadoon. He's got the Webster's Dictionary, and they say, let Earl speak first.
There, but for you, go on.
He's the keeper of the language in Bastrop.
Oh, my God. I bet they're having...
Go use your big words on him, Earl. Go use your big words.
damn it, Earl. Man, do you really think... But I bet there are people meeting in Bastrop in secret to discuss plans. how will we defend our town?
God damn it, turn off the NASCAR, Billy Ray. We've got some plotting to do.
Do you think they're practicing? Do you think they're doing military maneuvers somewhere in some trailer park?
Viva la Bastrop Resistance.
Oh, God damn it. It's just so... You know what? This makes me want to... We can make a... $1 trillion. We'll just do what Mel. I was about to say Mel Gibson, and I.
Oh, he's standing with him on this one, I think.
How sad is it that Mel Brooks was? I almost said Mel Brooks instead of Mel Gibson. That Mel Brooks never did a parody of The Passion of the Christ. I mean, that is just a goddamn fucking shame. But why don't we pull a Mel Gibson?
You want a Jewish guy to do The Passion of the Christ?
I do. Don't you think Mel Brooks would just knock that out of the fucking park?
Well, he would knock anything out of the park.
But we need to do a Mel Gibson style of the fall of Bastrop or something. We need to give these people that. The evil Obama military taking their land and their homes. And
Mel Brooks style.
Mel Gibson style. I mean, we want to make money.
Oh, you want to make money?
Yeah. We'll call it.
So you want them to win?
Yes. The Tea Partiers' wet dream.
Well, it's Red Dawn.
Yeah. We'll just make it. We'll make it black people. It's Obama.
Right.
Yeah. It's
ISIS.
In a black army.
It's the Muslims and ISIS that Obama sends over.
Oh, God. It's these people are so dumb. I don't know what you're supposed to. Just say, stop talking to them.
It's painful.
Fuck
this. It's physically painful to think about these people. That
it is.
These are our brethren here in the United States.
No, I mean that they're also human. Like, we're both human beings. We're all humans.
You're going all the way to species level.
It's so dumb, dude. How do you reason with that? The guy just said...
You don't.
I'm in the army. I've served under 5 fucking presidents. And then he pulls out the dictionary?
You don't. You don't reason with him.
Guy's a colonel in the army, by the way. I mean, that's that's a hard rank to get to, isn't it?
Lieutenant Colonel. Yeah.
The guy's nearly a fucking general, and this fucking yokel is pulling out a dictionary. Have you heard of this dictionary?
And by the way, this guy also...
I went to West Point!
This guy also addressed that crowd as the court, if you'll notice at the beginning. He's like, I'd like to address the court. They're in like a VFW post in Bastrop.
What court?
You're a kangaroo fucking court.
It's a lunatic. I'm in the loony bin.
To say that it is a preparation for martial law.
That's because it is not a preparation for martial law, sir.
That's what you say.
God,
well, that's it. I'm dash what you say.
I just... he might as... This colonel should be talking to garden gnomes.
Why did anybody show up? Like you said. Why show up for the meeting?
Right.
It's like that... It's like that... That smegma... that woman in Texas, that representative who we did a story on her a little while back, crabdiving.com, who was proudly proclaiming the fact that she turns down meetings with constituents that she doesn't agree with. Remember that?
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
That there was some LGBT group that wanted to meet with her. Oh, and she's not on our side. She's surprisingly.
Well, if she was on our side saying I don't meet with some people because they're stupid, I would be like, oh, I get it. Right. I just don't meet with them. You're going to meet with Louis Gohmert?
She said, no, constituents, not fellow lawmakers.
I see.
The people she represents she won't meet with.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Who want to talk to her and give their views. She refused to meet with them, and one of her aides was like, well, you know, what's the point? What's the point? You're not going to change her mind about the buggering.
The point
is... So what's the point?
The point is they vote for you.
No, it doesn't matter. They don't. You know, I'm in here. All the Christians put me in.
They're humans. They're human
No,
beings.
They're not. Leviticus 17:4.
Okay. I'm going to cite the Bible. The dictionary.
But she proudly proclaimed that she doesn't represent all the people.
What an asshole.
And why? And like this old fuck. He's so proud of himself. I don't believe you. I'm standing up to the government. I'm standing up to this lieutenant colonel who obviously has Obama's black hand up his ass, making his mouth move.
Yeah, I mean,
like a Muppet.
God, it's like, does this guy get any credit for... I mean, he's a colonel. He's served overseas.
No.
You know?
No, if George Bush or Mittles Romney, were president, absolutely, this old man would be wiping Lieutenant Colonel Jizz off of his lips right now. Be so happy! What a hero! We're so glad you're here.
Right, but it's martial law. It says here in the dictionary.
Everybody really, truly wants...
Now, in the crowd's defense, there are a few people here who are on the colonel's side.
Oh,
I'm hoping the black guy at the end.
Oh, God.
Somebody
go help that guy.
And they just cut over to a section that looks like they're embarrassed as fuck by what this old dude just said. Because they've got their head, their hand and on their face, and they're like, ugh. Yeah. And then there's a guy who is married to a non-white wife.
Right.
Who I'm having a feeling is also has some opinions.
Like, it looks like he has a superhero t-shirt on or something. Yeah. He seems a kind of nerdy. I think these people are...
But listen to the people laugh when he says, you know, Rashi, you say.
Oh, God.
That's because it is not a preparation for martial law, sir.
That's what you say.
Everybody really, truly wants this to be something that it's not, and they're not embracing it. They really want this to be a greater conspiracy. And in reality, all we want to do is make sure that our guys are trained for combat overseas.
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
That's the end of the
right.
clip that we have. So that's what's going on.
If I was Obama, I'd be like, listen, let's just not do this anymore. It's not worth it. It's so irritating to me. Fuck it then. Fuck it. I don't know. Where are they going to train then? They need to train somewhere, right? Because it's this urban bullshit warfare, right?
I mean, it's really descended into a movie script. I mean,
It is.
If this wasn't so happening, stupid. I would be like, you're full of shit. That you can't tell me the entire state of Texas is that fucking dumb. Well, there's so many people in Texas are that fucking dumb that they buy this. And
well,
then,
you live there. I mean,
and then you got Ted Cruz and you got Rand Paul. Ted Cruz is saying, well, I think it's healthy to distrust the government.
But you live there. You can't imagine that. I mean, just based on like having traveled around in a band. Country band.
Yeah, you've got a point.
You didn't see any of these folks.
Well, yeah, I saw all these folks.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so agonizingly.
Play achy, breaky, hard,
painful,
again.
Yeah, for the 74th time. Well, I'll do some line dancing.
Hell yeah. I don't want to be under no goddamn martial fucking law. Right. We don't. Do you hear that guy? Well, we don't want you here.
They even make line dancing into a regimented.
Yeah.
Thing.
Line dancing.
Everybody do the same thing at the exact fucking time.
Good God.
Like the electric slide. Don't fuck that shit up.
Is the electric slide line dancing? Or is that like
That's a pretty regimented.
Did you ever square dance?
Once, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've been to a couple of square dances.
Motherfucker, it was part
it's
of
not
the
easy.
Curriculum.
Oh God!
I'm not kidding. In middle school, we had it was like 3 weeks of it. 3 weeks of square dance, and at the end of it, the best. That's horrible. The best people got picked to like do like you know
a square dance show.
I didn't make it.
Turn your partner around and run it.
The PE coach would sit out there and she would yell out different moves, like the behind the back or the whatever. The Mustang Sally. I don't know. I don't remember the moves that well, but I mean, square dancing is a big deal. Big deal.
Do we have the answer?
To what?
To our... Oh, this is something different. We talked about the Hollywood Hick the other day. By the way, I think tonight, brand new Hollywood Hick,
yes.
7 p.m.
I saw the Hick last night at a comedy show, and he is all better.
That's good.
From his recovered
tainted
from
pork. The tainted pork at the gay rodeo. but he sent us a blind gossip item that's out there that says that there's an Eastern Coast representative.
Right.
A congressman, I think it said, or member of Congress, that is a Republican, over 40, married with kids / zzz, and... Well, is currently being investigated for a little starfish action with a 17-year-old boy.
Starfish trooper.
I mean, I don't know what they did, but...
Right.
Sexual impropriety.
Oh, man.
But that's all the information we had. It's a member of the GOP we knew that
Dee-dee.
Was also there.
Dee-dee.
And just now... sitting Vermont state senator. This is a state senator, though.
Do we need a drum roll for this announcement?
I thought this was it, but this is only a state senator.
Damn it.
But this is a state senator.
Oh, did this?
No, a different thing. Serving his first term, was arrested yesterday by the Vermont State Police on charges of sexual assault and human trafficking.
Oh, fuck. Human trafficking?
He had previously served 10 years as a member of Vermont's House of Representatives.
Yeah.
McAllister 63 is ordered on $20,000 bail. Prosecutors claim he attempted to extract sex from two female tenants in lieu of paying him rent.
Oh my God. This guy was a congressman.
Both of state.
Oh, state.
Both of whom declined his offer.
Extracting sex. God, that sounds weird.
Not to be dissuaded by their declining, though, he then floated the idea of the women having sex with men employed to work on his goat farm to reduce their rent payments. Wait a second.
What the fuck?
So he's like, he's probably telling the guys on the goat farm, I'll pay you less, but I'll send chicks to fuck you.
Oh my God.
And then he's telling the chicks that he's renting to, if you go fuck my goat farmers, I'll give you less. You can pay less rent.
I don't even understand how you come up with that.
What What is happening?
Wait a second. Let me see what I have to work with here. I have some female tenants that can't pay rent, or he just went and said.
Yes.
They can't pay rent.
Well, I don't know about that.
I have some goat farmers that need to get laid.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what the circle. I don't know if he just, you know, made it an offer or if they were having trouble paying and came up with a solution.
God, this guy is bizarre.
God, it's
insane.
It's like feudalism.
Right.
Send the chambermaids to go fuck the goat herders.
Why do these goat herders need to be satisfied? What's up with them? Who cares?
He doesn't want them fucking the goats.
Well,
this
is all to protect the goats. Now I understand.
God, amazing. He was not only looking to get laid, but was looking to spread the wealth to his employees.
It's so weird.
Which is considered trafficking.
Yeah. And also fucking bizarre. Imagine this story getting uncovered by someone. Like, what reporter broke this shit? If I discovered this, I just wouldn't even believe it. I wouldn't believe my eyes. I must have done something wrong.
Oh, they taped him doing it even. They set up a sting and audio recording obtained by two different women at the behest of the Vermont State Police. They also allowed the women to record telephone calls with him.
Oh, Jesus.
Which...
are they really...
Oh, he called them to apologize.
Oh, okay.
And... one of the things he says was, I knew I was forcing you to do something you didn't want to do, he says on the phone.
What an idiot. Listen, I want to apologize for suggesting that maybe instead of paying rent, you go suck off all my goat farmers.
So, of course, he posted $20,000 bail because, you know, he's probably a rich white guy.
Yes, he's a rich white guy with an amazing goat farming business that he's trying to preserve at any cost.
If he ends up quitting or being convicted, then the governor will have to designate a new replacement. But this is
who's going to take care of the goats then?
This is going to take care of this guy's goats. He is a member of the Grand Old Party.
Good job, guys. Jeez.
Made even more fun by the fact that he's a Republican.
You think he just he milks the goats? Are they goats they use for meat? Doesn't matter.
I don't know what one does with a goat farm.
I think you just milk them.
Do they also, do they use their hair?
Right.
To
goat hair.
You know, make wool and shit, goat wool. I don't know.
Sweater?
I just saw that headline and thought it was the follow-up to the story that we had, but it wasn't.
Wow, amazing.
So there you go. We could get to, what time is it? It's a little bit coming up on 3:15 here on a Friday.
A quarter after the hour.
If you're listening to us live, ladies and gentlemen. If not, either way, thanks for listening to us.
That's right.
On this Friday, why don't we have a Glenn Beck moment?
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck, the Uber Poobah over at the Blaze.
You know, man, based on the clips we've played of Glenn Beck this week already,
I think he's off his meds.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I don't know how this could be any crazier than I want to feel... the velvet fist of Ted Cruz in my ass, or what did he say? That was weird.
The velvet hand. He wants Ted Cruz when the shit hits the fan because Ted Cruz will use a velvet hand and quell any uprisings and then release the velvet hand.
Yeah.
Right after.
I don't know. It's very like Shakespearean.
And let us have our freedom back.
In a white trash sort of way. It's you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Right,
it's just weird. That's all.
Here's a little bit of Glenn Beck talking about, you know, what's going on in Baltimore and stuff.
We're being set up, guys.
he always knows.
He's ready.
I'm the only one that knows it, but we're being set up.
Yeah.
We're being set up, guys. We are absolutely being set up. And I don't know. This is what I pray every night. I don't know how to do this, Lord. I don't know what you want. I don't.
He's wearing something that I believe to be ridiculous. It's a weird Western shirt, but it's got some weird, like, shoulder fucking overhang. Isn't that weird?
It's his outfit. There's no way to describe how strange. We got to put this picture in the blog post. I mean, it's what's wrong with him?
He looks like it's like Western Star Trek or something. It's like it's got some weird shoulder thing going on.
It looks like a Western dude if he was in the movie Beverly Hills Cop. You know what I mean? It's very 80s.
Oh, I was going to say Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, he looks weird as fuck. It's like, I don't know.
It's a weird pink Western shirt.
Well, it's definitely from
with some fucked up shoulder things going on.
Is he wearing product from, is it 1791?
And his hair is unusually poofy. He's unusually metrosexual in this one. Don't you think? He's got an upswoop. He's got a Bieber going on. Like that upswoop kind of weird hairdo.
pardon me, I have a Bieber going on. I think
give me the pink shirt with with the shoulder things and give me that Bieber flip today.
He's very pink though.
We're being set up.
Doesn't he look like a Vienna sausage face?
Yeah, it's not a flattering color. It's kind of one color, the pink that matches.
It looks like someone just held him under hot scalding water. Right. He always looks like that.
Brings out the salmon in your face.
God.
Right. I don't know how to do this, Lord. I don't know what you want. I don't know. I don't know what you want. I can't.
His poor wife. I think he's laying there. I don't know, Lord. Lord, I don't know what you want.
Good heavens. He's nuts.
He's not doing that.
Can't wake up anyone. Oh, if I had the voice of an angel.
Oh, but you do, Glenn. Relax.
Oh, Glenn, we think you have the voice of an angel.
He is Shakespearean in this clip. Oh, if only I had the voice of an angel.
I can't wake anybody else up. They've smeared me. I've helped them smear me. I don't have any credibility. Nobody's listening. I can tell you what's coming.
Yeah.
They've smeared me. I've smeared me.
Helped them smear me.
Oh, my God. That has to be lifted. What? Play that again, the smear. I mean,
they've smeared me. I've helped them smear me. I don't have any credibility. Nobody's listening. I can tell you what's coming.
They've smeared me. I've been smeared. What goes on? I wonder what was it like when they were smearing him? It must have been horrible. They smeared me.
I told you all every step of the way. I know what's coming next. But I don't know. How am I going to get people to listen? This is why, perhaps, I have said that you are going to be the key. Because I know that. I know that with everything in me. This audience changes the course in a good way. This audience pulls the Republic back from the brink.
I mean, what in the fuck kind of drama? What is playing out in this fantasy?
Here's a little bit.
We're at the brink.
We're going to jump ahead a little bit. That goes on for about three more minutes.
I mean, really, he's nuts. It's like
he's batshit crazy.
If you look back at history, what happens to people who have voices and can cobble together people and be a leader? If you go,
what's getting cobbled together?
And by the way, he's talking about himself with his fancy shoulders.
Oh my God.
If you look back at history, what happens to people who have voices and can cobble together people and be a leader? If you go back to what happened with the Armenian genocide, what is the first thing the Turks did? What is the first thing the Nazis do? You have a night of long knives, the Armenian genocide. Any of the Armenians that could lead, any mayor, any writer, any person that was a hero in war, in one day, in each city, they would kill about 1,000 people. They just slaughter them. And they were all the leaders of the community. Anyone that people would rally around and follow. They were killed day one. They just disappear or they kill, which means they do that so there is nothing left but sheep and no...
They've killed everything but the sheep.
This is amazing. I mean, he's right about the Armenian genocide, horrific, but he's comparing himself and his audience to the people that were slaughtered, and or he was the lead. He's comparing himself to the leaders in Armenia that were slaughtered.
Yes,
in the middle of the night.
If people really think this is coming, if you really believe this, then why are you here? Why aren't you fleeing?
This is on the DVR of every one of those assholes at Bastrop, Texas.
Oh my God!
That was talking to that poor lieutenant colonel. This is the kind of shit.
Then leave. Get out. You must flee. If you really think that's the danger you and your family are facing, if you think your community leaders are going to be slaughtered in the middle of the night.
And trust me, Glenn Beck is not going to be the one they go for.
Why do they think
that the army is not going to drag Glenn out of his bed in the middle
Dude,
of the night?
Dude, are you kidding? That's the first thing. As soon as Obama decides he's going to go for a third term, he's deploying a fleet of drones to Blaisville, USA, and he's just fucking taking Glenn out. And all his idiots.
God, here's
1791 jeans.
Here's some more.
That's so there is nothing left but sheep and no shepherds. I'm telling you now, if you want the Republic to survive, you must say you are not a sheep. You are a shepherd. There are 10 million people that listen.
Do I say I'm not a sheep? I am a shepherd.
There you go.
Is that what I say?
That's right. Let's get the T-shirts fired up.
There are 10 million people that listen to this show.
10
bullshit.
Million. Good for him.
Bullshit.
We need to do what he does.
Well,
10 million, man.
I'll bet they get 10 million unique hits on their ninny website, and he's counting that as watches of his stupid show.
I am a shepherd and not a sheep.
He does not have 10 million subscribers to that shit, does he?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. If he has 10 million subscribers, then we need to get out of the country.
Right.
Cannot kill 10 million people in one night.
Jeez.
You were born for a reason, and you're listening to this show for a reason.
Oh, how creepy is this?
I was born to follow the army of Glenn Beck.
Right.
What is he telling us to do?
Follow me in my pink shirt, buttoned all the way to the top.
I'm nuts.
Reason, and you're listening to this show for a reason. Read the essential speeches of Martin Luther King. There is one way out, and it is through reconciliation, peace, love, the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of Gandhi, the teachings of Bonhoeffer, the teachings of Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King is in his grave, and he's like, no, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you...
I don't know if Mr. King if Dr. King would abide by this asshole wielding his name.
I don't know if that's the right fit.
Prepare for a time when voices like mine or others are no longer heard, and yours is the only voice.
They're coming for me, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare for the time.
The arrogance. I mean, oh my God. You know what you should be scared of more than anything when the government takes us over? You won't be able to watch the Glenn Beck show.
Right.
Others are no longer heard, and yours is the only voice. Can't believe I just said all of that.
God damn.
There you go.
I mean, I can believe he said it, sure. I mean, why not? He's nuts. But Jesus Christ.
Whew, man, strapped in for that one. So that's it. That's a little bit of... our Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
God.
Thanks, Glenn.
Just incredibly stupid. I mean...
It's
nuts.
Yeah, it's painful to listen to. Actually.
The long knives. What did he say? The night of the long knives or something? The night where all your leaders get slaughtered.
The Night of Long Knives.
Oh, no, not the Night of Long Knives.
Be prepared, because when voices like mine will not be available to you, you're going to have to speak up.
Do you think we'll be killed early on?
I think we're okay.
Are we going to survive the Night of Long Knives?
I mean, if Obama comes?
Yeah.
No. He's not coming to California. He's got California.
Yeah, we're fine with it. Have another term. That's fine. Who gives a shit?
No, I don't think you should have another term. I like term limits. Matter. It doesn't matter. We're ready for Hillary.
Right.
No. Well, we're ready for Bernie.
Ready for Bernie. Did you see, speaking of ready for Hillary, did you see what endorsement she received?
No.
She got endorsed by...
Well, Ja Rule. Is that the one you're talking about?
No. Oh, sex workers.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, the sex workers.
Hookers for Hillary.
Hookers for Hillary. Who else? I mean, who else would you?
I don't know. But why not Bernie? Why didn't they come out for Bernie? Why Hillary?
The hookers?
Yeah, why would the Bunny Ranch support,
I don't know. I think they're all for the woman being in.
I know, but Bernie might have some, platforms that might appeal to sex workers. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's fair for them to decide without... I mean, have they? I feel like you haven't heard enough of what Bernie has to say to give an endorsement of Hillary. I don't know what these hookers are thinking of.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
We actually, hot off the presses, we have another Glenn Beck clip quick here.
That's completely impossible.
Here's Glenn talking to his audience.
The key to solving, because we are at that place now that I've warned about for so long, that it's now...
God, that place that I've warned about for so long.
That just sounds incredibly rapey and creepy. And he, God damn, he just loves talking about how prophetic he is. Everything. I told you so.
Yeah.
Now happening. And it's only going to get worse from here. And it's coordinated. It is. You're watching a play.
We're watching a play, all right.
No shit.
We're watching quite a performance.
Yeah.
Hey. And the only player that has not arrived on the scene.
Oh, who do you think the only player that hasn't arrived on the scene yet?
Satan.
Oh, I think Satan's
the
there.
Devil.
I think Satan's
the devil
there.
Incarnate.
That has not arrived on the scene. Oh. Is a true civil rights movement. And I've said this from the very beginning.
Can you pause it?
Sure.
I think we're getting it. I think he's going to start talking about Ted Cruz.
I believe our audience is the civil rights leaders. They are the civil rights leaders of this time.
Wait.
You just don't know it yet.
Wait.
But you are.
No.
Because what we're...
Not his crowd. Glenn Beck's audience is not that. They are other things. There are many things. They are not the civil rights movement.
They are the civil rights leaders. I'm looking. It's a wide shot of his studio audience right now. Every single old white one of them is a civil rights leader, Ryan.
It's all pear-shaped white fuckers.
All the men are sitting there with their arms crossed around their big fat white guts. Yeah.
They're all wearing sleeveless, short sleeve button downs. All of them.
Yeah, there's one guy.
Never mind. This is not the civil rights movement we're looking at.
You just don't know it yet. But you are.
Wait, you're saying this audience isn't the same that crossed that bridge in Selma? Selma, yeah.
They're not on a bridge, not all at the same time.
Yeah, keep this herd off of the bridge.
Get me out of here.
Are. Because what we're fighting for are those basic civil rights. I am a man. Treat me as a man.
Reach around. Give me a reach around.
I think we're getting to the porn music area. Treat me as a man.
You want to? Okay. Here we go.
But yet, but you are. Because what we're fighting for are those basic civil rights. I am a man. Treat me as a man. Reason why nonviolent resistance works is because you're going to take a billy club to the head. And you're going to take it.
I'm sorry. You're going to take a billy club to the head.
Is he just riffing right now? I mean, you think it's just off the cuff?
Yeah,
he is fucking good.
There's no prompter.
This is all nuts.
Treat me as a man.
Yeah.
Reason why nonviolent resistance works is because you're going to take a billy club to the head, and you're going to take it. And when people see that, people, as long as you're not too far gone, and we're approaching this time, as long as we're not too far gone as human beings, people will see that image and they will say, that's wrong. That is wrong. I may not even agree with him 100%, but I know that's wrong. And that's what leads to reconciliation.
What? Do you understand a word he just said?
What is he talking about?
No hatred. That's tough. But that's our mission.
Oh. No hatred.
Yeah, that is tough. At that crowd you're looking at right now, Glenn, in the middle of Texas.
Everybody list out the things you hate.
Right. No hatred. They look at each other like, what is he talking about?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, no hatred? How can you say that when Obama's coming after Bastrop?
He is bananas.
He's out of his fucking mind. So thanks to Glenn Beck.
He's just amazing. What a great performer.
A little bit of a Glenn Beck moment.
Yeah.
Former Morning Zoo guy, right?
Not cheated of a moment ever. He has never cheated of anything, man.
Yeah, he's quite the wordsmith. That's what's going on there.
I have been telling you this for years.
For years.
God damn, he says that before everything he fucking says. I hate people like that.
Here's a little bit of fun. I don't even know why we need this, but...
This is Focal Point with Brian Fisher.
I just thought the
fucking guy.
The opening of Focal Point with Brian Fisher.
He is.
Hi, welcome back to Focal Point AFR Talk. Brian Fisher is my name, talking about this event in Garland, Texas, and how Garland has now become a Sharia compliant city.
Sharia. Garland has now become a Sharia compliant city.
I mean, you know, it's just so insane with that music. I mean, that music is like universally loved by everyone. It's like it's sock hop music or something. You know, it's so happy. It's like, let's party.
We hate homos. And we hate Islam.
Shouldn't he have a different music, menacing, hateful music he should have?
Yeah, he's looking pretty angry.
Mayor is saying, look, if anybody wants to come, if anyone wants to criticize Muhammad, they better do it somewhere else. We're not going to allow that kind of nonsense to happen here. You can criticize Christ all you want. You can criticize Christianity all you want. You can criticize God. You can criticize the Son. You can criticize the Holy Spirit all you want, and we'll let you do that. But in Garland, we are Sharia compliant. No.
That is such such spectacular bullshit.
Guys, we're Sharia compliant. Totally. We're trying. Sharia compliant. Are we Sharia compliant at crab diving?
Probably not.
When is our target date to be a Sharia compliant?
I don't think we've had that meeting. Yeah. I don't think we've had that meeting. A little more Brian Fisher.
That would be great.
Oops. I'm Carrie.
I want to be a consultant, help companies. I will help you become Sharia compliant.
Right, you're Sharia compliance officer.
This guy is mentally fucking ill. You're Sharia compliant. Fuck you.
Every time I hear Brian Fisher these days, that's what goes on in my head.
Yeah, what a baby. What an absolute fucking baby. This is all about us saying you have to be, guess what? As a society, we're going to make gay people are people. You have to treat them like people.
And Muslims.
Yes, okay.
Not every Muslim wants to fly a plane into us.
Oh, wait. Brian Fisher's not talking about the gay?
No, he's talking about Islam. He's talking about Garland. Oh, they had that meeting.
I'm sorry. It's just usually he's about the gay.
Oh, I understand. It's almost 99%. Yeah.
He switched it up.
Right now, he threw a curveball and decided to talk about Islam for 5 minutes before he talks about the gay.
Right.
Which leads to the gay.
Sharia compliant.
Sharia compliant. So that's all I'm going to play there. That's the only thing I have there for Brian Fisher.
He's Looney Tunes. He's Sharia. No, we're Sharia compliant.
Right. No, we're Sharia compliant. Brian Fisher of the American Family Association, for you guys that don't know.
Non-Sharia compliant.
Who he might the be.
I'm worried about what if Brian Fisher one day just loses his mind and becomes Sharia compliant? What then?
He's already Christian Sharia compliant.
Right.
He's trying to impose his own kind of bullshit. God, what else do we have? Do you want to listen to Limbaugh at all?
No, I mean, yes, absolutely. Sharia compliant.
Here's a little bit of Rush Limbaugh talking about the police and shit like that.
No, God.
And he's just gotten started, folks. He's still got 22, 21 months left. And
he's talking about Obama.
Of course he is.
You know, we still, why aren't people still trying to impeach him, goddammit?
Wait, 21.
He's got 21 months left, and he could maybe do all this damage.
Sharia compliant.
Started, folks. He's still got 22, 21 months left. And the premise behind all of this is that local police departments are incompetent. And local police...
No. We think they're very competent. They're also racist pirates.
Right. They're good at what they do.
And violent. It's not that they're incompetent.
Did he not see the study the Justice Department did about Ferguson? Did he not read that?
Eric Holder did that study, though. That evil, horrible attorney general that everybody hated.
Sharia compliant.
Except everybody that liked law.
Yeah.
These departments are the reason so many young African-American men are in jail.
So who says that the incompetence of the police is the reason that young black men are in jail? No, it's the system. It's Reagan's bullshit war on drugs. Punish, punish, punish.
I think Rush is referring to the voice in his head that's the OxyContin.
Right.
I think that's what's telling him that. I think it's the drugs.
American men are in jail. And Obama wants to restrain the police department presence. He wants to de-emphasize it.
No, he wants to de-emphasize police beating the fucking shit out of people. He wants to de-emphasize people getting hauled in because they've got a joint on them and thrown into prison.
It's not asking that much. If you think about it, we're just asking that the police no longer arrest people illegally and no longer kill the people they're supposed to protect.
Well, yeah, and we're deciding as a society that, you know, maybe it didn't work. We tried it. We tried your stupid war on drugs, your DARE program that's worthless.
Right.
None of it worked.
I mean, that's the real reason is for chaos.
Oh, there it is. He's really trying to stir chaos. Maybe it's that slippery slope where he's going to instill martial law. It's happening down in Texas.
The stated reason is they happen to believe that a vivid police department presence is intimidating and provocative and leads to unrest.
Intimidating, provocative.
God, he really just oozes bile, doesn't he? I mean, he's so gross.
Provocative. He's a slug.
Pass me another fetus so suck off its life force.
Do you remember in Return of the Jedi when Jabba the Hutt is sitting there and he has that weird bowl of critters?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Shoving in his mullet, his gullet.
Yeah.
Good God.
Because in the Obama administration, in the liberal view, just like the U.S. military is the focus of evil in our foreign policy, the U.S. military provokes action against the U.S. like the prison, Guantanamo Bay, creates terrorism rather than incarcerates terrorists.
It does, because they hold it up as a fucking recruiting poster, you cunt.
Yeah.
They say, look at what they're doing to our people. They are holding them without due process. They're holding them in a gulag where they're shoving tubes in their assholes because they won't eat. There's pictures of what went on in Abu Ghraib. It was torture. It was fucking torture.
God, you're trying to reason, though, with a fucking big, gigantic walrus oxy baby.
And how about the way he just spat out that word liberal?
Liberal. Liberal, black, gay.
Liberal.
Homo media.
Liberal.
It really, it feels like he's eating something as he's, like, he's just, doesn't it sound he's like so he's gross. Eating?
Guantanamo Bay creates terrorism rather than incarcerates terrorists. Well, they, by the same token, believe that domestic police departments create crime. They believe that domestic police departments are the primary reason or a leading factor in a high crime rate and the unfair incarceration rate of young African-American men.
That's not true. The police presence. That's not true. That we think increased police presence. He's saying, obviously, all those animals are going to be killing each other if we don't have all those wonderful, shining white knights of Americanitude walking through and clubbing them down before they attack the beautiful white suburbs.
To be fair, maybe Rush hasn't watched the news in the last 2 years.
40 years.
That would be the only way you could explain this way of thinking.
And when the DOJ comes calling and threatening, you're a local police department, you need federal money, you bend over and grab the ankles fast. And they get to come in and redefine your policy book and your mission statement, and it's happening now.
They say, we're not going to give you money for your tanks anymore if you keep mowing down black people like some kind of Call of Duty game.
You're bending over.
Grab your ankles.
And that's how, that's how they redefine your policy book?
Police department, you need federal money. You bend over and grab the ankles fast. And they get to come in and redefine your policy book and your mission statement. And it's happening now. 25 police departments all over the country, the Baltimore to be next.
Wow. Why would they mess with Baltimore's?
If that's how you get your policy
police department
book redefined, I don't know. That's rough. Happens anally.
Quick here, I've got a little bit of this.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
I mean, it's almost not funny anymore. It's just like everybody's so fucking dumb.
Here you go. Ben Carson.
Oh, God.
Republican. Officially announced presidential candidate Ben Carson.
I'm going to jump off a bridge.
Was speaking. He was one of the official speakers yesterday at the National Day of Prayer in Washington. Listen to this. Obviously, we need to fling off our atheism.
Yeah, my
because
God.
Ben Carson here proves
Sharia compliant
the existence of a deity.
You know, I did very well academically. I won a scholarship to Yale. I thought I was pretty hot stuff. You know, Yale University from Detroit, I was pretty cool until I got to the end of that first semester and I was failing chemistry. That wasn't so cool at all. And you can't be pre-med and fail chemistry. And we were right there the day before the final. And my grades were so bad that even if I had gotten an A on the final, I still would have failed. That's how bad it was. But the professor was either very compassionate or very sadistic. I'm not sure which one, because he had a rule. He said, anybody who's failing, I'll give them double credit on their final. So you had like that one last burst of hope before you went down.
God, what is he? Is the have you ever heard anyone tell a story?
No, boring.
God, he's just so
so boring.
He is like the opposite of Mark Twain. Oh yeah.
And
who is laughing at this?
A room full of old white people who are gathered for National Prayer Day.
God.
So there I was, night before, thinking about my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at all those old white heads or bald. It's either the back of the audience heads that we could see. It's all old white hairs or bald.
Just please. I wish this guy could just fucking get on with it, man.
Listen to the story.
I said, Lord, Medicine is the only thing I ever wanted to do. I always thought that's what you wanted from me. And yet, it looks like I'm going to fail chemistry. I'm not going to go to medical school. I said, so would you please tell me what it is you really want me to do?
Study.
Yeah. Jesus is like,
yeah.
Hey, crack a book, stupid.
Yeah, here's an idea.
You got to learn chemistry.
Or alternatively and preferably, work a miracle. And I picked up that big chemistry book. I was going to learn the whole thing that night. And, of course, I fell asleep. Dreamed I was in this large auditorium, just me and a nebulous figure working out chemistry problems. And I awakened early in the morning. That dream was so vivid in my mind. I picked up my book. I started looking up the stuff that I dreamed about. And when I went to take the test the next morning, it was like the Twilight Zone. I opened that book and I recognized the first problem as one of the ones I dreamed about. And the next, and the next, and the next. And I aced the exam. And
sorry.
No, no,
obviously,
I
there's a God because he came to Ben Carson in a dream and turned him into Good Will Hunting.
I hate him so much.
It's Good Will Cunting.
Yeah, it's just the worst story. It's so long and ponderous.
That book, and I recognize the first problem.
He's not done yet!
And the next, and the next, and the next, and I aced the exam, and, you know, got a good mark in chemistry. It worked out okay. But
that's the story? They stopped to applaud him.
That's the story.
That's it. God came to him in a dream and helped him, gave him all the answers for the chemistry exam that he didn't understand whole fucking school season.
So he's a dipshit. Year. The story is he's a dipshit, but God intervened and he was able to become a doctor despite not knowing anything about chemistry.
There you go.
This is not a good story. This is a horrible story. He's a fucking doctor. But he had no chemistry. Instead, God stepped in.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
It's like that.
God damn.
It's just like that.
I mean, if there is a God, if there is a God, then hopefully the God would be keeping people that couldn't pass the chemistry test to become doctors into Ben. Isn't this Ben Carson?
I would prefer God not lower the bar.
I would prefer God. Right? Yeah. Isn't he supposed to protect me?
Yeah. Well, I would prefer God not make me sick in the first place.
I mean, absolutely.
How's that?
Can we have a God that's a little bit more responsible?
You're right. Thanks for that. Thanks for that childhood cancer.
All right. Thanks for a
bang up job.
Yeah. Thank you for leukemia. For hurricanes, tornadoes. I'd like to thank God for the gigantic jellyfish.
But you know what
stung me when I was 12 years old.
You know what we have to do, though, Ryan?
Yes.
We have to. Wait a second. Shut up and dance. Walk the Moon at number 5, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, according to the Billboard.com.
That's not from the 80s.
Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon at number 5.
Shut Up and Dance. That sounds like it's totally out of the 80s.
It's
like,
got a...
Right?
Yeah, it's got a really 80s vibe to it. Shut Up and Dance, ladies and gentlemen, at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. We're doing a shout-out to Biff and Bambi out in Lubbock, Texas tonight.
Oh, God, please don't get pregnant, Biff or Bambi. Yeah. Don't veto the abortion, Biff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Biff.
Keith Ablow. Coming in at number 4. On the top charts is The Weeknd from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. We've heard this one before.
God, this song sucks. It does. I remember this. It's
this
like,
song is called Earned It.
I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you.
I've earned it.
There you go.
Earned It from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack.
Fuck you.
The Weeknd.
Hello.
Which could be Weeknd.
Who knows?
Without the E.
Nary a fuck is given.
Number three, I think maybe dropping one place from the week before.
Oh, shit.
Not a favorite of all of the listeners of Crab Diving here on crabdiving.com.
Oh, you like this song?
This is Mark. No, wait. Who is this?
Marco Rubio.
This is Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
No John Ashcroft music this week in the top five?
Not this time. Okay.
I like this fucking song. It's racist, but I still like it.
Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk, featuring Bruno Mars at number three.
Masterpiece.
Yeah, masterpiece. It's not your favorite song?
No, no, I like that song.
That's a good song.
It's not the best song on the planet. I mean, it's no ELO. I don't know why. Oh, this is the ELO.
It's not Rush.
Oh, God. I put on, like, I was at the Lotus last night after the show, and I went over there, and I put, like, a couple of dollars worth of ELO in the jukebox. It was all, like, it was all, like, that Mexican music with the accordions all night, and I was like, God, fuck this. Can we play some ELO?
I'm going to put the whitest music I can put in my life. Fetty Wap, Trap Queen. Trap Queen.
Fetty Wap.
Coming in at number two.
Sharia compliant.
That's the song that goes like this the whole fucking song.
Yeah. That song is so Sharia compliant.
Trap Queen, produced by Tony Fad.
Yes.
Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Sharia compliant.
And at number one, the number song, one song of the week, Again.
Diddy.
Which was the number one song of the week.
Fuck you.
Last week.
No.
Is Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, yes.
From the Furious 7
and the envelope,
soundtrack,
Please
See You Again,
yeah.
Featuring Charlie Puth.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. Can I tell you all about it?
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, guys in the military. Look at
military.
Yes, to a box of Dylan. To a box of Dylan.
There you go.
When I see
Wiz. That wasn't Wiz. That was, I believe, the Charlie Puth part.
It's great. It's a great song.
Look at things different.
There's Wiz.
See the bigger picture. Those were the days. Hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
That part's much better.
Man, it's so much better.
And then when I see you.
This is so whiny, that other, whatever. Doesn't matter. My opinion doesn't matter. I'm out of touch, okay?
So that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
The Billboard Hot 100.
Congratulations to everyone involved in the music industry. It's a lot of good shit to listen to these days.
Studio audience is way fucking into it.
The studio audience, they just committed suicide. Oh, that would be the worst. Oh, how embarrassing.
No, that would be awful.
Oh, it would be I mean, it would be embarrassing, too. They killed themselves.
If an entire audience went and off themselves,
my podcast studio audience just committed Harry Carey.
I've got a quick, we've got a quick story and then a follow-up. We'll get the fuck out of here. I know it's Faithless Friday, but we ain't getting time to it.
Whatever.
You know, it's just, it's a faithless all the time here. No.
We've had
the way things go.
We've had religious stories today.
This is from Iowa.
We are Sharia compliant.
Perry, Iowa. A kindergarten concert.
Fuck you.
At the Perry Performing Arts Center was brought to a halt.
Oh, God. What happened?
At one point, Perry also, Perry, Iowa, seems to have a large Hispanic population.
Okay.
And at one point during the presentation, a person comes out to read something in Spanish. Part of the, they're going to do part of the presentation in Spanish.
Why not?
Give a listen.
Buenas noches y bienvenidos al concierto de Chile.
English only. USA. English only. USA. English only. USA. English only. USA. English only. English only.
This is a kindergarten concert.
Dude, we are douchebags in this country. We are such assholes. I mean, it's
English only, USA, English only.
It's so embarrassing. It's hard to listen to. It's just...
English only, USA.
Oh, God. Now, he's being let out at this point.
We have to bring the comment on, or whatever, or the media.
America!
We failed.
Now he's on his way out. But you can hear him. He's still in the hallway. Like, he's being dragged out of the auditorium. He's still out in the hallway yelling, English only, USA.
It's kids.
It's
kinder poor little kids.
Gardeners.
They just want to speak.
Bienvenidos al concierto que estamos preparando hoy para ustedes.
It is, and on the stage are, like, 80 cute, tiny little kids standing in, like, one of those choir things. They're on bleachers, you know. They're doing some concert. It's a kindergarten concert.
Yeah, they shouldn't. I mean, isn't it sad that now these kids are going to have to understand. They're going to have to learn about racism. And they're, like, what, 8, 7 years old?
The superintendent was mortified.
Absolutely.
She sent an email to staff that praised them for the quick, appropriate response to the unfortunate disruption. We live in a diverse, people-rich community that values all people, and our children truly are our most precious resource. As our elementary music instructor so eloquently said, our children don't see color, they just see their friends.
It's just, douche chills, man.
Right, right.
It's just...
Now,
what a dumbass.
I'm going to give you one chance to describe that guy.
Okay. I'm going to say fat.
Ding.
I'm going to say white.
Ding.
And I'm going to say male.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
I mean, I don't know if he's straight. I assume he's straight. He could be gay. We don't know.
Who knows what's going on?
Maybe what an asshole.
A towel snapping incident or something.
I tell you, that guy should be ashamed of himself.
Absolutely.
He really should be.
Absolutely. At a fucking kindergarten. Kindergarten.
I mean, it's hard because it's just so stupid. It is funny, but it's kids, you know. I mean, come on.
Right, right, right. And a little bit of good news before we wrap up here.
God.
Good news for the non-believers. If you'll remember Cochran, Georgia.
What's that?
Where they have the Bible reading.
Oh, God.
Week, Bible, International Bible Reading Month or whatever.
A whole fucking month.
The city council voted that they were going to fly the Christian flag.
Oh, my God.
And say, fuck you, to the Constitution.
Right.
They received a letter from a couple of different, organizations of Satan.
Yes.
and now they've decided that they don't want to have to pay when they get sued.
Right.
So they've elected to not fly the Christian flag.
What?
In front of City Hall.
They're going to forsake their God.
Yeah, we have no word yet on the courthouse. This is just City Hall.
Brian Fisher would say they are. Sharia compliant.
There you go, Sharia compliant. We got to get the fuck out real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to us here on crabdiving.com. 24/7 entertainment for your ear holes at crabdiving.com/live. Don't forget to listen to everything as a podcast at crabdiving.com on iTunes or on Stitcher. Love us. Share the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com over on the left. There are a bunch of little blue buttons. Press them, share them, love them.
Yay.
It's for our social media. Go everywhere there. Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter or go to his website. RatedRComedy.com. On Twitter, it's at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
And everybody have a great weekend. Remember, USA! England, USA!
Stop it!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.